Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I know that there were some fans in the audience at last weekend's Paul Anka concert because I heard from some of you. Hello, Patty. She slid into my DMs. She said, Morgan, I saw you there. Yeah, I was in the second row to see Paul Anka last weekend at the Mohegan Sun Arena, and I had such a fun time. That's one of the songs that he played, which was a Sammy Davis Jr. hit, I'm Not Anyone, and Paul Anka wrote that for him. You see, Paul wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra, and after My Way became such an iconic song for Frank, of course, any other crooner from that era, they said, hey, Paul, would you write a song like that for me? And, of course, he tried, and he did successfully for all these other people, but none that lived up to the prominence that My Way ended up achieving. Well, in any case, the way that he performed I'm Not Anyone by Sammy Davis Jr., he actually had a track of Sammy singing it, and he sang along with it. You had to be there to experience it. You know, people think that, you know, oh, Paul, well, he wrote and sang songs in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, he must be old and slow and all that. Well, just the opposite. He goes running out into the crowd. Security can hardly keep up with him. He goes up into the stands where people are sitting, not just front row people, but he goes deep into the audience. He throws his tie out of the crowd, and he tells stories through his music, not just the words, but his facial expressions, the way that the light hits him. I mean, everything is just right. He is a classic entertainer, and I was just so happy to see him. And I did hear from a number of listeners who were there at the show. They know that I was there. Some of them did see me from afar. I think that they all enjoyed it as much as I did. And those who did reach out to me, they all said the same thing, that he's a classic entertainer, taught by the likes of Frank Sinatra. And so, of course, a show like that is going to be exceptional. And frankly, I can't wait until the next one that he has at Mohegan or anywhere else in the area, because guess what? I'll be there. Morgan Cunningham with you. It's Saturday afternoon. Some intermittent sunshine here at the studio, but a fairly decent day outside on this Saturday. And our guest is the Casey Sisters, not C-A-S-E-Y, but you got to get it right. It's the KC Sisters, just the two letters, right? So if you're going to look them up, whether it's on social media, online, on YouTube, their website, just know that it's the letters K and C, not the full name spelled out Casey, but the KC Sisters. You know, I do this to explain it for everybody just so that everybody knows how to find them online. Well, they're coming out with an album all about summer songs, and they're releasing it piecemeal, a song every week or every other week throughout the summer. And it's an opportunity for you to hear what they're up to, some great original music. I'm going to sample some of those songs this week, including, yes, an exclusive, a song that has not yet been released to the public. So take that, FM stations in Connecticut. I am cool. You are not. That's coming up this hour. The KC Sisters from Avon. This is their second time on the show. But before we take a quick break, I want to go through our Spotlight Connecticut headlines as we usually do. Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal continues to lead a delegation in France during a weekend full of D-Day commemorations. 80 years since that, I can't believe it. And discussions about present-day issues as well and how the two relate in some cases. They'll also have a special parachute jump that they'll be watching with active service members in Normandy tomorrow, and then they're going to return home. Can't wait to catch up with the senator and hear how that all went. As it celebrates 175 years of existence, Central Connecticut State University is looking toward the future with a new social work program that's going to be launching this fall. As the Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts, overall employment for social workers will grow 7% come the year 2032. And it will be here before you know it. By the way, that's a rate faster than average for all occupations. Connecticut's leadership is proud of what's made here in the Nutmeg State, including the KC Sisters. See how I did that? And they're trying to tell the public more about what they can experience in the state. Everything from living here, working here, events that you could take part in. So check out the website. It's brand new, ctmakeithere.com. That's where that site comes into place. You can learn more and read stories about living, working, and playing in Connecticut at that website. Again, ctmakeithere.com. And maybe you have something that they're not aware of yet, because obviously it's a brand new website, so you may want to reach out and see if you can get something on that website. No promises there, but maybe you can. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. Get ready for the KC Sisters up next.
WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
Morgan Cunningham on WTIC.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
The KC Sisters there as we get back into the break. They recorded those for me last winter. As you may recall, they came on to talk about a song that they recorded for Christmas and some of their Christmas shows. And they said to me, Morgan, we're going to sing some jingles for you. And I'll tell you the rest of the story a little later in the hour. I'll play some more examples of those. But we have been playing those jingles for the last, what is it, 5-6 months now. And anticipation of this new summer album called Cool Summer that is coming out as we speak. They're releasing song by song every few weeks or so. So without further ado, because you've been waiting for it, the KC Sisters. Hello, Tasha.
Hi.
Elise.
Hello.
And Kathleen.
Hey.
Noelle over here as well, last but not least.
Yes, hi, Morgan.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, it feels like it was just yesterday, all of you guys, that I was at the Christmas show.
Yes.
Where was that, Winterlocks or Windsor? Or wherever.
I think it was Windsor Locks.
Okay, yeah, I think I got flack for that because I said Windsor on the air and someone corrected me. But in any case, you know, the audience is critical. But it is. It was a great show. You guys packed about two and a half hours full of Christmas music.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
There were costumes.
Costume changes.
Yeah. Your dad was really jamming on the piano.
Oh, yeah.
So it was quite a show. It really was.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you. We had a great, I think that was our opening Christmas show of the season. We loved doing that, so it was really fun.
The song that surprised me the most was actually not a Christmas song. It was the Joy to the World mashup. So it was half Christmas and half Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was actually my dad's idea. He put those together. And I think when he like first introduced it to us, we were like, oh, is this really going to work?
But then, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's a lot of... People like it a lot. It's people's favorite. It's fun. It's hard to do.
But what's hard about it?
The
switching.
It takes some getting used to when you're singing it. You know, a lot to remember. And then when you go back to trying to just sing one song without the mashup, then it's even harder because you muscle memory with the mashup. But it gets to be a lot of fun.
I see. So in, you know, July, for instance, when you have a show in July, you're probably not going to do the one with the Christmas.
Well, actually, sometimes we do.
Sometimes you do. Okay.
Usually, on the audience. Just the Three Dog Night version.
Well, that's fun. And you guys have a bunch of shows coming up this summer, which we'll talk about. But we are here to talk about your new album.
Yes.
Now, this is not the first time that you guys have recorded together. That's why you were here on my show in December to talk about a song for Christmas that you had recorded and the shows for Christmas that you had at that time. But is this your first full album?
No. We actually recorded an album down in Nashville about, I was in high school, so.
2018. Actually, it was an EP.
Yeah, so we actually, it was like 6 or 7 songs. And so that was our first full kind of album. And then before that, we did a Christmas album. So we've done a few.
We were really young for that one.
Albums. Yeah. I think in the Christmas album, Kathleen and I are like 5 years old,
maybe.
And we sing on one song. We sing Jingle Bells.
The best
and
one.
It's the best one. But that's the only song we sing on in the whole album.
And then besides those two, it's mostly been singles that we release. So I think in a long time, this is our first really big album. There's 9 songs on this one, so we're very excited about it.
Where did this idea come from that you're going to put out an album of originals? Because you've written all of the songs that are coming out on this album.
Yes. So actually, I think the idea came from last summer we released several singles. We did a couple covers, we did a couple originals, and then we were like, you know what? I think it's time that we actually do a full album. At our summer shows and at our Christmas shows, we actually have a lot of people asking us for CDs. You know, we have a wide range of ages that come to the shows, so it's not just everybody that can go to Apple Music or Spotify. So that kind of piqued our, you know, interest on, okay, maybe we should get a new CD. And then we kind of had a planning session. We have, I don't know, maybe 20 songs written. So we had to narrow it down to which ones we wanted to do. And then it kind of drifted into a theme of summer.
Noelle, if you guys wrote 20 songs and you're releasing 9 or 10 of them now, that would tell me that next year or at some point there will be another album, yes?
That is the hopes. That is definitely the hopes.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects we want to do. Actually, the next album we want to do is going to be another Christmas album with more mature arrangements, kind of more like what you saw at the show. So those kind of, not when we're 5 years old and having fun, but a real Christmas album. So that would be the next project.
Probably.
Yeah, with a big band.
String orchestra.
Yeah.
That's a big one. So that's maybe a couple of years out.
And then after that, maybe you'll get another summer album with the other ones.
The other
that
originals.
List.
Yes.
Now, I don't know who would want to take this question, but if you have 20 songs to choose from and you say, okay, we're going to do half, 9 or 10, how do you weed out the ones that maybe aren't ready yet for release?
Well, a lot of it is, like, some songs are just ideas. Like, they don't have, like, the full instruments in them yet, or they don't have everything in it. And a lot of it's just, it doesn't match the vibe. So a lot of these songs came together because we wanted, like, a summer album. And some of the songs we listened to were like, this is a little too sad, or this is just a completely different vibe. So a lot of it is narrowing it down that way.
Also, when you do an album, you have to think of the overall flow. So you can't have too many slow songs, you can't have too many fast songs or ballads, or it has to be a mix. So thinking of that, that also determines which songs to pick.
Walk me through one of these ideas. Tell me about the birth of a song from the moment it pops into somebody's head, be it, you know, Noelle or Kathleen or whoever. Somebody thinks it up. And then what?
Okay, so a perfect example is one of the songs on the album is called Just a Song. I'll take this one because I thought of the idea of it. So this one started, actually, I was just playing the guitar, and I really like minor chords. I don't know, I've always just been really drawn to them.
Nice
so,
and dark.
Yes, melancholy. So I just kind of started playing some picking, strumming patterns, some chords, and then I kind of made a whole song, but just with the guitar chords. And I thought of a melody. And so then I brought one sister in and I said, hey, like, I have this instrumental. Can you help me think of words? And then another sister joined and another sister joined, to the point where we were all sitting around the dining room table and we wrote the song in literally an hour. And that's how that song came to be.
Just an hour. Wow.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah. And then the funny thing is that even once you finish a song, so like when we are in this process of narrowing it down to 9 songs, even what we pick there tends to not be what you're going to hear on the album, because then even once we start singing it more and we start performing it and recording it and editing it, like, more ideas come. We want to make changes to bridges or the flow of the song or the words. So even from the point of picking the song to what the end result is, it can be completely different.
Do you guys ever record these demos, you know, these early versions of one particular song? You save them, you go back, you think about it some more.
Yeah, in our phones, we all have voice memos of like thousands, probably, or hundreds of just different songs that we've recorded or different videos that we've done. Going back to like 2008, I could probably find voice memos on our phones of original song ideas. And then if you look at one from like 2010 to like 2020, it's completely different because we always change our ideas and we just change the different flows of the songs.
That could be an album at some point.
Oh, yeah.
All of the ideas. You know, they do that. You know, 50 years from now, they'll reissue this album you've got coming out, Cool Summer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With all of the demo versions of the songs. So yeah. It's called Cool Summer, and there is a song called Cool Summer.
Yes, that's the title track of the album. That one also has a very fun music video.
So tell me about the song Cool Summer, because, you know, I've listened to it, and we're going to play it on the show in a moment. But it's fun. It's flirty. A little sexy at times. And so tell me what this is all about.
So Cool Summer is kind of the flirtation of summer. It's kind of like the fun of being out on a beach and you're with your friends and you're seeing attractive people walk by and you're joking around. And it's just kind of that idea in a song. It's just like being in a beach or by a pool. And it's like the flirtation, the fling of summer.
I think how we picture it, obviously we're all girls. So when we're at the beach together, you know, it's not uncommon for somebody to say, hey, that guy's really cute. And it's just kind of like, that's kind of where the song stems from, that fun flirtation. And it just goes from there.
You know, listening to the song, which we're going to play in just a moment, what should people be listening for other than the fun lyrics, you know? Tell me about the music. You know, I was trying to think, is this jazzy? Is it a samba? Is it bossa nova? You know, what is the musicality all about? What should people be listening for?
So it's very pop. And I think the really cool part, there's a interlude in the middle where there's like a piano solo. There's a lot of different instruments happening. There's some really cool vocal lines that aren't necessarily, you know, part of the lyrics, but just kind of the really cool shapes and rhythmic. That's a really cool line to listen for, that middle part.
I also think
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That just listening, my favorite parts of the song are listening to the oohs and the ahs in the song, because it kind of captures like the way when someone's walking by and you're like, ooh, like that. And I think we capture that really well in the song. You can kind of hear it, the oohs and the ahs, and it always kind of gets that like, oh, kind of vibe to it.
Tasha, was that your idea?
Actually, I don't think it was, but I'm glad it happened.
All right, everybody. It's Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham with the KC Sisters, and this is their song, Cool Summer.
Cool summer with you.
Did I hear a steel pan in that song somewhere, Noelle?
Yes. So I took steel pan ensemble in college, and I studied abroad in Trinidad and Tobago, where steel pan, that's the birth of the steel pan. And so I know a very, very little bit of steel pan. And the song is just so summery and fun. It reminded me of being in Trinidad and on the island. So I added a little bit of steel pan. It's very, very faint, just to kind of give it that extra summer island vibe.
Where did you guys even get a steel pan?
Well, our college has steel pans, so we were actually able to use one of their instruments.
Isn't that a great song? The title track from the KC Sisters' new summer album called Cool Summer. And if you would like to learn more about them, find them on social media, the KC Sisters. Notice that is spelled with the letters. Or online, kcsisters.com. Again, on socials, the KC Sisters, and online at kcsisters.com. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and you can find me on social media. You better follow me, because otherwise it wouldn't be cool, right? At MC News Talk. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, and we are with the KC Sisters all hour. They are a girl group, all sisters, from Avon, Connecticut. Some really talented ladies. I'm very impressed. And they are out with a new album called Cool Summer. I struggle to relate because I have grown old and tiresome of beaches. That's just me. You cannot find me in water. I will not go to a pool. I won't go in the ocean. No hot tubs anymore. None of that. I don't know. There's I crossed like, age 25 or something. And I like went through this like life change where I'm not even interested in going in the water anymore and anything like that. And if I do go to a beach, I just end up sleeping. So maybe I'm a bore, but the songs are good. The songs are definitely good. We heard Cool Summer. We'll have another one coming up that has not yet been released. But as I told you a little earlier in the program, the KC Sisters were kind enough to sing some jingles for use on Spotlight Connecticut. And I have been very proud of these jingles ever since they were cut, I don't know, 5-6 months ago. I've used them from time to time, almost every week probably. And I have been teasing this moment that we're going to get the KC Sisters back on, and they're going to be talking about this new album of original music, this album called Cool Summer, every time I played one of these jingles. And I really like how they came out. Listen.
Morgan Cunningham.
Isn't that great? Kind of angelic a little bit. And I'm proud to say that we cut these in the studio. I mean, they brought a keyboard with them one day. That first time we recorded, right before Christmas 2023. They said, Morgan, we've got some jingles for you. Like it was some kind of a Christmas gift, right? And they just played some chords. They had it thought out ahead of time. They wrote down the music. And one by one, there were five. We sang them. I just kept the mics open. We rolled on it. We recorded. And I produced them after the fact. The end result, you know, I can't complain.
Morgan Cunningham on WTIC.
Love those. So from time to time, you hear them on Spotlight Connecticut, and I couldn't be happier. If you're trying to find them online and learn more about their shows, because they do have a series of concerts coming up throughout the rest of the summer and also later in the year around Christmas time, that is all on their website, kcsisters.com, kcsisters.com, or find them on social media, Instagram, Facebook, they're there. The KC Sisters. That's the KC Sisters. And we'll hear more about their music and their upcoming album in a moment. Find me on socials at MC News Talk. Follow me there at MC News Talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Podcast. This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
This is Brian from Simsbury, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with my friend Morgan Cunningham.
It's Spotlight Connecticut this week with the KC Sisters, the letters kcsisters.com. Just want to make sure that you're able to find them with ease online, whether it's their website, kcsisters.com, or on social media, the KC Sisters, or also on YouTube, where you can see some music videos that they have from the album Cool Summer. We'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, one of those exclusive songs hasn't been released to the public yet. Take That FMs. We're going to play it on WTIC as we continue to talk with the KC Sisters about the process that went into making their new album, Cool Summer. So, Noelle, when does the song Just Imagine come out?
Just Imagine is going to be coming out Friday, June 14th.
Well, I'll be here before you know it, for sure. Tell me about the song. I don't know who wants to take it, but just give me an idea. Where did this inspiration come from? Where did Just Imagine, you know, how was it born?
So Just Imagine is kind of the idea that you're falling in love. You're in love with this person. They don't really know it yet. And you're kind of just imagining like what it would be like if you finally make your move, if you finally tell them how you feel. Are they going to kiss you back? Are you going to have this future? Are you going to get married? Is it going to be a beautiful love story? And the whole song kind of takes place in that imagination of like what's going to happen if I tell them.
How did this develop musically?
So this is one of those songs where one of the sisters kind of writes it initially, and then we all kind of start listening to it and singing it. And once we start singing it and recording it, that's when everyone kind of starts having more of a say and it starts changing more and more. So this one kind of developed more like that.
If you listen when it's out, or I guess you're going to play it for a sneak peek.
Yeah, right. So hold on, folks in the Spotlight Connecticut audience. You heard it here first on WTIC News Talk 1080. We are cool. The FM music stations are. Take it, Noelle.
Okay, so when you listen to it, if you listen to the outro, there is kind of like this, it almost sounds like improv, very letting loose. That was all really done in the post-production. So that was a completely different way that it was thought out and recorded. And through the post-production, we really edited it to how we wanted. So that's just an example of how it really changes throughout the entire process.
All right, well, let's give it a listen on WTIC exclusively.
Just imagine.
All right, take that, Light 100.5 WRCH. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC, and there it is, breaking an exclusive. Just Imagine, a new song that is soon to come out from Avon's The KC Sisters. A group of four girls worked very hard on that, and I'm really impressed at the tonal quality, the mixing, so much with that song. Who actually is the guy that does the mastering? I know you were kind of secretive about that, Noelle. Who is it?
Well, so the person that mixes it, his name is Andy Sorensen, and then after it mixes, it goes to mastering. And the guy who masters it, his name is Adam Grover, and the company is called Sterling Sounds, and actually it's a Grammy-winning company.
Look at that.
We are very fortunate to be able to working with those two on our team.
That's incredible. Now let's talk about the music in that song a little bit, because it starts off slow and it builds an intensity, I'd say like every 45 seconds. You know, there's just another layer added to it, a little bit more. So tell me about that buildup in the song.
Well, for me, I feel like the buildup is just you're getting more into the imagination, and as you're doing it, you're getting more and more hopeful. So for me, when I listen to it, it starts off a little tentative, and you're kind of thinking, oh, you're imagining what would happen if you made your move, and then as you keep thinking about it, you get more and more hopeful, you get more and more happy about it. And so for me, it just keeps on getting better and better as you keep imagining what would happen if you did finally say how you felt.
Kathleen, I feel like that is a stroke of genius, how you just explained that. Because I think that I was thinking that subconsciously in my mind, but I never put the words to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But there is that buildup of excitement.
Mm-hmm. There's also, in the middle, you hear like the na-nas. That actually, the idea of that was going off of Hey Jude, like that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So we wanted to like have something that, you know, people could sing along to. So that was the inspiration for that part.
These shows that you have coming up, there are a number this summer, and I feel like we ought to just run down the list. on how people can see the Casey Sisters in Connecticut. Maybe they'll play some of the songs that they have new from their album Cool Summer. Maybe they'll do that Joy to the World mashup. I don't know what they'll do. So we'll have to go to a show and find out for ourselves. But where are you guys going to be playing, and what are some of the shows that you have on the way?
So the first one that we have in the summer is the Strawberry Festival. It's at Lyman Orchards, and it's on Saturday, June 15th at 11 to 1:30. And then after that, we have the Canton Summer Concert Series. That's Thursday, June 20th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and that's at Mills Pond. Then we have the Heartbeat Music Festival. I'm really excited about that one. That one is Saturday, June 22nd. From 7 to 8. And that one we're opening for Javier Colon, who was the first winner of The Voice, and he's very, very talented. So I'm personally really excited about that one. We were supposed to do it last year, but it got rained out. So this one has been a year in the making. Then we have the Trumbull Sunday, which is Sunday, July 14th from 4 to 5:30. And that's at Trumbull Town Hall Gazebo. And then we have Live at Amp, Saturday, August 10th. That's with Teresa Thompson, who I don't know if someone else wants to talk about Teresa, but we did that show last year with her as well.
Yeah, Teresa, she's an amazing soul R&B singer, gospel singer. And we did a collaboration with her at Amp, I think it was actually 2 years ago. It was last year. And so it was amazing. We had great musicians. We actually sold out the show at Amp. So they're having us back again for a second time this summer. We are super excited for that one.
How do all of these bookings come to be? Are you guys going after places? Are they coming after you? You know, how do you coordinate all of the schedules? You've got four people and a band and all of that, and your parents come along. So that's a lot of schedules to meld together.
Yeah, so they usually call us for shows, and that's actually our mom usually handles the booking side of things. She's our momager. And they usually call us, and then for the summers, we usually just kind of know we keep every weekend free for shows. So any performance that's coming on a weekend, we can kind of take right away. If it's during the week, then we kind of have to make sure that we can take it before we confirm. But usually weekends, even just throughout the year, really are kind of kept free for shows usually. And that's kind of how the schedule is able to be made.
Some of them we actually do every year. So I think the last show that we have this summer is Hike to the Mic, which is a big festival at Talcott Mountain. That one's September 15th. And we've been performing at that just about every single year since it started, which was how many years ago? I don't even know. Maybe 10 years ago at this point. It's been a long time. So that will be the one to close out our summer concerts.
Also, you guys had mentioned earlier, before we get out of here for the show, a music video.
Yes.
Or music videos, I should say, plural, right?
Yes. One of them already was released with Cool Summer. That one was really, really exciting to make.
Tell me about it, Tasha.
So we actually recorded that in September last year. Or October.
It was very cold.
Yeah, truth be told, it was a little cold when we were in that pool. So I don't have too many fond memories of those parts. But we have dances in it. And the point of the dances were also so other people can kind of learn the dances and kind of dance along with us. But it was really fun.
The vibe is actually retro. So we had a hair and makeup artist come. And I mean, the look is, what she did was amazing. Her name's Sarah Maddalena. And she got pictures of retro hair, makeup, and did all of our hair and makeup. We have matching bathing suits. We have umbrellas. We have like colorful chairs.
You have to check it out. It's really fun.
Really fun.
It's an awesome music video.
Where can people find it and watch it?
YouTube. It would be on YouTube, and just search Cool Summer Casey Sisters.
And for the record, that is the letters K and C. It's not spelled out.
Yes, Casey Sisters.
The KC Sisters. And your website for people to find out more about you and also your list of shows.
So our website is www.kcsisters.com. Again, the letters KC Sisters. And then all of our social media, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube is under KC Sisters.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction this time. I just want to thank you all for coming on the show, Noelle.
Thanks so much.
And I'm going to get it right this time. You are Kathleen.
Yes, thank you.
I'm still messed up by all of this. You guys switched microphones. And also Elise to your right.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming. And Tasha in front of me.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Morgan.
Morgan Cunningham here as we wrap up this Spotlight Connecticut. They are fun. Their songs are fun. And their shows are enjoyable. I saw one of their shows, only one, but it was a Christmas show, and I saw that last year. So if you're looking for something to do this summer, definitely check out one of their summer shows, which I have not seen yet, so I can't truthfully endorse it. But if it's anything like what I experienced at the Christmas show, it will be fun. And of course, many of them, if not all of them, are outdoors. So that's something. All of those shows are listed on their website, kcsisters.com, kcsisters.com, or find them on social media, the KC Sisters. Next week on Spotlight Connecticut, my buddy Ron Sedaly, the man who inspired me to get into radio. So if you like listening to me on the radio, you have Ron to thank. If you don't, you have Ron to blame. But in any case, he is going on another cross-country road trip, and it's starting this week. So I'm going to talk with him at the beginning of the trip, and if all goes well, we'll talk with him at the end of the trip, which should be in early July. We're going to get out of here with a little bit of the KC Sisters and their song called Romeo. Find me on social media at MC News Talk, at MC News Talk. Have a great weekend and week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yay. Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.